Dr. Eric Hickey is a professor of criminal psychology at California State University in Fresno, California, and served as a member of the Unabomber Task Force. He joins us from his home. Welcome, Professor Hickey.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about the characteristics that serial killers tend to have in common.
Most serial killers tend to come from homes where there's been much dysfunction. There's been child abuse, sexual abuse, a lot of abandonment, rejection by family members. Actually, things that a lot of people have in their lives, but for that particular group of people, these are individuals who are not able to deal with those kinds of issues and develop some very deviant fantasies and ultimately will go out and become serial killers.
Is there a different profile between a serial killer who does a spurt and then stops and a pattern that goes on over years?
In the past few years, we have been creating these typologies of serial killers because they do seem to have subcategories. And one group of serial killers, we call them spree killers. They tend to kill in a shorter span of time, over a few weeks, and then they're caught. They tend to leave more evidence. They're more likely to be caught. Then you have the more typical serial killer who kills over longer periods of time.
And how many murders does it take before an expert like you says this seems to be the work of a serial killer?
At this point, I mean, a lot of us go with three or more cases of serial murder tend to be where the cutoff point is. Now, I have had cases where there's been only two victims, but there's a pattern there, and the types of and the way the victims were killed suggest that this is more of a serial type case. So usually three is the cutoff.
And of the cases that end up being solved, what is an average for how many victims a serial killer has?
Well, the average for male serial killers, I think it was 10 to 13 victims. And I think in the BTK case, we're looking at about 10 victims there.
And I confess I tend to think of all serial killers as male. Not true?
Actually, that's true that most serial killers are male, but about 15 to 16% are female. Again, I've followed them for many years and done a lot of research on female serial killers. We don't hear about them as much because there are relatively few of them, and they tend to last longer than males because they tend to use poisons to kill their victims. They tend to work in hospitals or they stay at home. They're what we call the quiet killers, and they tend not to be as sexually motivated like the men. Once in a while they are, but for the most part they're not. They tend to be more money-oriented for financial gain.
Of the cases that are solved, how are most serial killer cases solved?
A lot of serial killing cases are solved as a result of evidence left by the offender, either intentionally or unintentionally. And the nice thing about law enforcement and forensics is that we have a lot better forensic science now, more improved technology. The task force work better together. More of a concerted effort of teams working together to hunt these people down. And so we have better law enforcement, better technology, and then either the evidence that's left as a result of the offender wanting to be caught or he unintentionally leaves it behind, depending upon the experience of the offender, depending upon his intelligence and his skill level, will determine the outcomes of this offender, whether he's caught quickly or whether he's caught within a period of 2 or 3, 5 years.
Eric Hickey is a professor of criminal psychology at California State University in Fresno, California. Thanks a lot.
Sheila, you're very welcome.